public testimony, and you actually listened to people. I contrast that with this governor's idea of a task force, which is to take seven hand-picked people and stick them behind closed doors, where not even the press has an opportunity to find out who they're talking to or what they're talking about. I'm concerned about an administration that has not talked to most of the people that are representing the major Native organizations in this state, obviously from the testimony we've received today, and he's now come up with another proposal, a proposal so bizarre it's not supported by either side. And if I'm wrong on that, if I've missed something here in the room today, that there are a whole wellspring of supporters for this governor's proposal, I'd sure welcome you to raise your hands right now if you're out there supporting the governor's proposal. I don't see a hand going up. I think maybe that's the difference. At least with the Hickel administration, they talked to real human beings and people. They didn't take an elitist group and hide behind closed doors.
Senator Leach, do you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I get baited once in a while. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just quickly, that we also, as legislators, as the leaders, had an opportunity to resolve and still this one, have an opportunity to resolve subsistence. We came into session, special session, we went through regular session, did not resolve it, knew that this was coming down, did not resolve it, went through the first special session, did not resolve it, going through a second special session, and I don't have a lot of faith that we're going to get it resolved this time. So we, as the leaders here, as the legislative body, has to take responsibility that we're not putting out a proposal for these folks, for the folks out there in the listening audience, to embrace as well. I hope that we're not sitting here saying, well, the governor is the one that's going to resolve this, and we can wipe our hands of this, and we can go home, and by golly, this bill is no good, so we're not going to amend it, and we can just go on home. That's our responsibility as leaders in this state.
The question first?
That's the question.
Do you have a proposal?
Of course, the Senate did pass one by a constitutional majority in the last special session, but let's not debate ourselves.
we wrote a letter to Al Kukish, and as leader over at AFN, and asked him back in October to present us with AFN's proposal, and that proposal has never been presented by anyone. And instead of us all just waiting for the next proposal to come out from behind closed doors, if people have proposals, maybe we need to see them. I know I've put out proposals, and I'm willing to work with anyone that has a proposal. Unfortunately, we're locked in down here on one proposal and one law that we've been called to consider. Now, if you have other suggestions or other legislation, we need to be presented with that, I guess, and I'll be happy to present ideas I have.
Amen.
If there are no further questions, thank you, Mr. Rozier.
Thank you, Mr.
And
Chairman.
We are going to break until tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, when we will come back to the call of the chair, and hopefully by that time we'll have an idea what we're going to be taking up.
Okay, because, Mr. Chair, I think, the questions that were asked, if I might, was will the public get to testify, and are you going to make that decision then in the morning?
Yeah,
probably. Well, I think you will.
I don't know. I
sit close to the chair.
You sit right over here.